This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The problem most men have is they don't know how to talk to women.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
You know what my problem is? I am not interesting.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
What am I supposed to say? I went to magic camp? I'm an accomplished ventriloquist?
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Oh, I am a seventh degree imperial yo-yo master. Oh, do me, yo-yo master. I want you to do me, because you're the yo-yo guy.
The Fan.
Let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube.
Spicy.
As we are every single morning. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hope your days are off to a great start. If you drove in on 84, probably not. If you drove in on 26, probably not. But we're here, and we're better for it. Builds character.
See, Jaden Daniels is the number one selling jersey on Fanatics right now.
Not surprised by that. He's really having a moment, man.
One of those teams that, like, if he's this good going forward, how many people jump on the Washington commie train?
A lot of people.
Especially the young kids, TikToks and stuff.
Totally. You also have to consider, too, like, how long has Washington been desperate for a franchise quarterback?
Man.
They had RG3 for a year.
A cup of coffee.
And then Kirk Cousins, who they never gave an extension to, traded him away. And then it's been what since? Alex Smith. I mean, it's just been a bunch of...
I would argue with Kirkers, too, even though they got to the playoffs with him. Most people were not excited because he was kind of run-of-the-mill
quarterback. Well, I also think a lot of commie fans all over, they're one of the national followings, too.
Definitely.
But they were embarrassed to be wearing commie gear while that Daniel Snyder nonsense was going on.
I'd argue you still should be. That's a terrible name. When are we getting out of that?
It's hopefully sooner than
just
later.
Just pay whatever it takes. Pay to get out of that, please.
But I think now that it's okay, it's safe to publicly root for that team.
No more bags on the heads.
Exactly.
No. Yeah, the paper bags have been removed. They're like just in other markets now.
Like those white weirdos who go to cities and they're like saying all these racist, anti-Semitic things, but they have those covers and those glasses on their faces.
Don't look at my face. With my tiki torch from Home Depot that costs $7.99.
Yeah.
Nice buy there. We will get to a wish list coming up in 10 minutes. And then obviously some baseball notes as the MLB postseason continues today. I would like to have a little
peekaboo
with the upcoming weekend. So we just talked to our buddy Josh Pate. Love the conversation with him every week. He's the best out there. You should listen to his show if you don't.
He's good. He's not hot takey. He gives you strong opinion. Completely disabled my college football playoff argument question before it really even began. Yeah.
He was ready. You had a wrestling move ready to go, and he armbarred you, and you were like, you tapped out immediately.
I was in the figure four, tapping the ground. Get me out of here.
Your legs behind your shoulder. Like, how does that even work? And you're like a pretzel, man. That doesn't look very comfortable. Well, I was watching last night his show, and the first chunk of it was all about this is one of those weekends that you look at and you're like, you know, there's not a lot of marquee games. There's just not. Last week you had Georgia-Bama. Everybody knew 4:30. I want to be in front of my TV.
Yeah, you had three or four ranked matchups.
Yes, you had some really exciting games.
Then you got a great upset early.
You did, early in the morning with Ole Miss losing to Kentucky. You look at it this way, there's not a lot of time.
There's one ranked matchup, Missouri at Texas A&M, 9 a.m.
That's the game that he's at this weekend. Outside of that, it's unranked versus ranked. But he rants and he believes that this week is going to be a chaos Saturday. So I will ask you, as you kind of scroll through Iowa, Ohio State, Auburn, Georgia, Ole Miss on the road at South Carolina. Are we giving any chance to Vanderbilt to beat Alabama? Probably not. Fast forward, Tennessee is at Arkansas, Michigan, Washington, USC, Minnesota, and Miami, Cal. Are we expecting a chaos Saturday?
I don't know if we're going to get outright chaos. I am expecting interesting developments is how I would label it. I'm having my eye. I've had my eye on this for weeks. I think Oregon is getting a massive benefit, and I think it's the story of the weekend because they play Patsy Michigan State. Michigan State's not good. Oregon can play with the food, not play a clean game, and still win this one by two tutties, okay? Ohio State has to play Iowa.
They do.
And I don't think Iowa can beat Ohio State because Cade McNamara still has not thrown a touchdown pass.
No, he is not.
But Iowa is physical, feisty, and I've noted this through Ohio State, who has played nobody so far this year. They have not looked entirely clean. I know they blew out Michigan State. That one was a little weird to start, too. And if they do that against Iowa, they're going to be in a physical football game the week before they travel to Autzen with less rest than what Oregon has. So I'm looking at Iowa, Ohio State. SMU made a quarterback change. We didn't talk about it because it's SMU.
Yeah.
They're going to Louisville, who just lost to Notre Dame. SMU has an ability, I think, to win that game outright. And I'll give you another one. UNLV looked really good without that Saluka kid. Syracuse with Kyle McCord.
That's another Friday night game.
That's a game that I'm keeping my eye on as well, because UNLV, Boise State, they're that group of five at large, highest ranked for the playoff thing. And so I'm keeping a close eye on that one. And I don't know after what Ole Miss did, how you don't just see what Ole Miss is going to do at South Carolina.
By the way, South Carolina off of a bye as well. So Ole Miss coming in, licking their wounds, a bad performance at home against Kentucky, South Carolina, Cocktober, sitting at home last week. They're ready to go.
Well, and let's not overlook Wisconsin until the third quarter was in a bit of a dogfight with USC. USC now has to go to Minnesota, and Michigan at Washington. We talked about it yesterday, like, well, I kind of, you know, this is interesting.
Michigan can't throw a forward pass.
Right.
Their fans freaking out about being an underdog in that game is hilarious.
Well, I don't think they're freaking out. I think they're more like, make this make sense to us. They're confused.
It's like, well, you can't throw a forward pass. That's why you're an underdog. I'm not guaranteeing a Washington win by any means, but none of us would be surprised if Washington plays up, home environment. That place should be, it's the rematch of the national championship game. Remember when the schedule came out?
Yeah.
They're like, oh my God, they're playing next year with the point of last season, ends up being the title game, and now it's a, you know, NBC Peacock game and kind of flying under the radar. That would be a top 10 upset. The ones that I will give you that I'm fascinated by this weekend, Tennessee on the road at Arkansas, just because Talen Green's a freak athlete and he
can
run.
Arkansas
can
score.
They can score points on people. I think Tennessee's one of the best teams in the country, but as we just saw last week with Ole Miss, if you overlook somebody, they can get you. And then the other two I would look later on in the evening where you have, well, not necessarily night, but USC on the road at Minnesota. We didn't talk about that game against Wisconsin this weekend. That was a slow start again.
That was a bad first half.
They were down, a bad first half. Wisconsin was moving the ball, and Wisconsin doesn't have an offense.
They ended up blowing them out.
They did. They woke up in the second half, but Minnesota's angry coming off that emotional loss where they got screwed on the onside kick. By the way, the Big Ten went and changed their onside kick rules this week.
Yep.
That's how bad Minnesota got screwed. They just redrew the rule book midweek after that game.
Well, they didn't change the rule. They moved the official placement around. So,
yes. And then the other one would be the Woke versus Coke.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be
you out on that one? We're doing it again with Miami?
It's the one I'm going to say this. I thought Miami did not play a clean game.
No.
But Virginia Tech came into the season with expectation, and they hadn't up to that point looked that part, and then they played Miami at Miami on a Friday and played the part. I hope Wilcox wins the game. I'm rooting for my brother Wilcox over there, okay? The Woke agenda.
Yes. Should be a good atmosphere.
I just think Miami is going to play a clean. I think Miami's bad game was last week, and I'm willing to come in Monday and say I was way wrong. I'm afraid that game is not going to be what Virginia Tech Miami was at all. I'll give you the underrated one for me.
Yeah, what do you got?
No ranked matchup here, according to the AP. Texas Tech, I thought, was dog crap. I watched them play Washington State. They got destroyed. They've won three straight since that game. They're 4-1. They're undefeated in the Big 12. And they're going to Arizona, who, by the way, underrated storyline. Arizona changed their play caller.
Yeah.
Their offensive coordinator is not, which I think it's Dino Babers, he's not calling the plays. They went to their receivers coach or quarterbacks coach, or no, their quarterbacks coach is Lyle Moivau. I think it's the receivers coach ended up calling the plays last weekend when they looked really good. Who they beat?
Utah.
And so keep an eye on that one because the Big 12 is weird. I think Kansas State's the best team, but I don't know for certain if they are the best team. Is it Iowa State, who's hosting Baylor? Is it Arizona? Who
BYU?
Maybe, is it BYU, who's undefeated? The Big 12 is a beautiful disaster.
All the pressure for Cal is on Mendoza not to turn it over. They cannot give Miami short fields.
I think there's a little bit of my thought on that game is still the PTSD of just Mario going to the Bay Area in a game. Everybody's like, oh, yeah, you're going to win this game. That team's not very good.
Yeah, and but then that happened last weekend,
it
though.
It did. I know it did. It did.
Are they going to do two games in a row like that? Because then that's troubling.
That's a bad trend if they do. And I think that's why you just circle it and you pay attention. I'll say this on Fifita, too. I feel like he's a different version of Cam Ward, that when I get him in a big game in a big atmosphere, I feel like he's going to play well, and then you turn on a game at like the Pac-12 Network at 6 o'clock against Cal, and he's got four picks in the first half. It's like, what are you doing? So that's I love that Texas Tech Arizona one because you're on the road at Utah, the favorite in the conference. Yeah. And you go. He had an unbelievable touchdown pass late in that game, rolling out dime in the back of the end zone. Now you're going to Texas Tech, is it in Arizona or at Texas?
It's in Arizona.
In Arizona, so it's at home, but it's not as much hub, not as much publicity, and you throw a couple of early picks. You look funky. The offense isn't clicking, easily a game they could lose.
It is it is an underrated slate, and the weekends we dismiss it, we get upset, we get unpredictability for sure in that sport. I'm going to reiterate one more time. I think Oregon is actually getting a massive benefit this week.
Yeah.
Getting Michigan State at home, short week's not great, but it's at home. You only flew from UCLA. Michigan State flies all the way over here. Their season's crap. They're not good. And Ohio State having to play Iowa the week before having to come out here next weekend, it's just something to keep an eye on. How physical is that game? Even if they win by two scores, how physical was that win for them if they beat Iowa? Are they on upset alert? And then, you fly to Eugene next weekend for easily the game of the week.
Yeah, it's a nice little boost in the schedule to have one more day to get ready for that one. They got to get through Michigan State first on Friday. Well, more on that game as the week goes on. We have a wish list that has been sent out. What do we make of it next on The Fan?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, we're getting Rickrolled on a Wednesday. You're damn right we are. You ever been Rickrolled on a Wednesday?
I mean, right now.
Hey, Rickrolled me. You can Rickroll me all you want.
Nom, 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 nom.
You go ahead and tell me to shut up and stick me in a locker if you want to. Okay. If you don't want to talk about this.
You ever get stuffed in a locker?
I did not, no.
No. No, I don't mean to ask you this. Could you fit in a locker?
I mean, when I was younger, I could. Right now, probably not.
Well, not right now.
No, I'm large and in charge. Call me Large Marge.
You're a fake fat, but, lockers are
tiny. They start firing all the fat people. I'm in serious trouble around here, man.
Yeah, you are.
I want to trim the fat. Uh-oh.
You make me uncomfortable.
It is being reported by Ross Dellinger.
Oh, God.
I know.
Just up.
Okay. You want me to go in a locker now?
It's expansion. No, it's not expansion. It's expansion. It's this team. No, and now it's that team.
I figured that would be your response.
Aren't you tired of this?
I'm just giving you the latest update. I don't know.
We're a basketball conference.
You are. Yes, you are.
News?
Lopes up, baby. Go get Grand Canyon. Now, Dellinger is saying that despite them needing one more member to reach FBS qualification, the expectation is that the league is now going to explore media rights packages with its current 8 members, or 7.5,
well,
if you will,
7.5, yeah.
Before adding more schools at a later date. So it's according to Dellinger, they're putting expansion on hold until they figure out what their media rights package will look like.
But we're one short of a real conference.
But you're one short of a real conference.
Yeah.
And this is just if you need a refresher. Last year when Colorado left for the Big 12, remember they were the first domino before everybody else left? Colorado left.
Sure.
That had the famous landing quote of what have they ever done for the conference? They haven't won anything. The Pac-12's response to that was to say that it will immediately pursue expansion after completing a media rights deal. So that's now going. That's trending. They're doing the same thing they did last year.
And in 2 hours, all of that can change.
Yes, it can.
And in 2 days, Memphis is going to change their mind. And in 3 days, Texas State will unsubscribe. I don't even remember what Sunbelt, wherever they're at, Milwaukee.
I think
we'll come back in.
What is Texas State in? Are they in the AAC?
I think they confirmed their Sunbelt.
Okay.
And they came out and said, we're staying. We're not going to go to the Mountain West.
Yeah, the Mountain West was trying to woo them, and they were like, no, not so fast, my friend. We're sticking around here.
You know, it may not be the most encouraging for some Beaver fans out there that love football the most of the sports. I did, doing some stuff around the house yesterday. I dabbled, and I got to be honest with you, man. You may not believe me, and I totally wouldn't blame you for not believing.
Hmm.
I got kind of a weird sweet spot here. The Blazers are going to be dog crap.
Yes.
My conference is starting to say, maybe basketball is the way to get paid.
You're going
to
be College Hoop Sprague.
I might be coming College Hoop Sprague.
53-49.
Now, I will say, I'm rooting for Wayne to have a good rebound season. He certainly needs one. It's not been great the last 2 years, and he is now quit on the local recruiting and just said, we're going international, boys.
He's looking for Franz Wagners.
Yeah. All the Wagners out there.
That's all he's looking for.
And I hope that it works for him. But if you're going to become more of a basketball conference than football, Oregon State does need to care about this. You need to stop, like, kicking cans and saying, oh, yeah, middle, bottom of the tier is okay. If we're a basketball conference, because that's where the money's going to get made, we need to care. And so, massive year for Wayne Tinkle. I talked to myself yesterday and saying, football is football. And if the Beavs have a magical year, cool.
It's always an uphill battle.
But I tend to think Boise State actually is the leg up in that conference because they've known how to operate as what they are. Whereas Oregon State's getting relegated and having to learn that now.
Yeah.
And so I've looked at it from a basketball perspective that basketball conference, I'm all in on it.
Do you know the answer, Swag, off the top of your head of what the payouts are for bids to the NCAA tournament?
I'll look it up right now.
Because that's that is a financial windfall.
That's what I'm saying.
And that would be, and you're looking at a conference that could hopefully put two or three teams in. The other layer of this that I saw a Boise State fan bring up yesterday, now this is total pie in the sky, but it at least got me interested. There's reports that TNT might be a part of this new Pac-12 deal because they're trying to get into sports and they got some games this year on True TV. They're losing the NBA after this year, so they're trying to figure out what to do. And this guy was saying, what if TNT plugs the loss of the NBA becoming a college basketball network and you get the inside the NBA crew doing pre and post for Thursday night Pac-12 after dark hoops?
So I'm seeing one article now on the Desert News. I got an Axios article up here. About $2 million a team.
A team. When you get in, that's just a game.
A game.
So if you win, you get another $2 million?
I think it builds higher and higher.
Higher and more. Per round. Yeah. Okay.
So last year, for example, units won. Let's use the Mountain West.
Yes.
Okay.
They had a great year last year.
They had 8 units won. They got $16 million. The WCC, and this is a lot from Gonzaga, but we know there's other schools there. The WCC got 6. They made $12 million. If you took the right teams from those two conferences and you put that in the Pac-12, look at that payday.
That's a nice little payday right there.
So I think what they did is, and they won't say this because football's the king.
They had a guy donate $3 million yesterday too, the Dutch Bros guy.
I think they basically internally said, we can be a basketball powerhouse and hopefully we're okay in football, but we make most of our money from the tournament because, as Swag has highlighted, the women now get paid.
They do.
The unit shares and the money you get paid out for the women's tournament. Gonzaga's got a good women's program. I'm going to trust Scott Ruick, even though he lost his entire team, to somehow build that back up and get in that conversation again. I don't have as much knowledge on the other women's teams in this new conference. But overall, like, I think they looked at it and said, we can make the most from hoops. How many years are we really going to have success in football?
Yeah, it's always been uphill anyways. I mean, you look over the years, you know, it's not like Oregon State's been winning conference titles left and right, but you've been to an Elite Eight in the last 5 years? When did that happen? 2020?
I think it was 4 years ago.
4 years ago? So in the last 5 years, despite how bad your basketball program's been, you've been to an Elite Eight, man. You were like a bucket or two away from going to a Final Four a couple of years ago.
We were fighting Houston that
year. That was a great game. One of our Beaver P1 said, this is so dumb. Why? What bleeping school is going to want to join if the media rights are already negotiated for the first teams? Why would anybody do that? Is the deal going to be better than the ones they have? If the other kind of gets jumbled, have already sucked up all the money, this makes zero sense whatsoever.
Well, I totally get it because the Pac-12 has done this like 5 times in 2 years of, well, we're going to wait for the media rights deal. The media rights deal is coming. The media rights deal is there. So I certainly get it. I guess the counter would be, what if CBS gets involved?
Yeah.
And CBS wants a late kick window every week in football.
Very well could.
And they care a lot about your basketball entities because you've got San Diego State, Utah State, Gonzaga now.
I think the pressure then has to be, I would be doing all that I can, and I know they're saying they're not going to do it. If you want to be a basketball conference, you got to stay aggressive. And I know it's weird giving them full shares for just hoops, but St. Mary's and Grand Canyon would be high on my list. To add both of those, mix them into San Diego State, who's played for a national title recently, like, that's a really good basketball conference if you could put it all together. And you might be a 4-bid league at least every year, if not more than that, which is a lot of money coming in. So, I don't know. And one person saying, you know, the Beavs could use all their NIL on one super good player and market the S out of them. That's the strength of donating money to basketball, man. Like, football, there's reports out there that Ohio State's roster this year cost $20 million to put together.
Well, you just can't compete.
You can't compete in that.
Really,
you don't have enough money. But $3 million donated to a basketball program, where you just need like three good guys. You give them all $1 million. Like there's, you have a puncher's chance in that world more so than you do in football.
Yeah, $3 million is going to go a lot further for you,
yeah,
especially in men's and women's basketball.
I mean, that might be the price tag for just Dylan Gabriel this year is like $3 million. Well, just to give you a look at how much these guys make.
What did the Sprinkle paid that one kid?
$1 million?
No, it was higher than
that.
Wasn't it two? I think he's one of the highest paid players in NIL. Washington spent like $2 million on one player. You know, if you're getting donations, I know you need to think about the future and travel, all that stuff. But like, that is a way for a Ruick, if he's going to stay at Oregon State, and I hope he does. That doesn't sound like a lot to everybody. That's enough for him to go build,
yeah,
get a couple players and say, look, we're in the WCC this year. Next year, we're back. The Pac-12, here we go again.
No, it's 2 years.
Oh, 2 years. You're right, 26.
Yeah, 26 is when
this
will start.
But still, my point is, yeah, that money allows you to talk some players that maybe normally wouldn't look at the WCC. Or Wayne Tinkle finding a player that wouldn't consider it, and then you mix it in with the international pool he's
got.
Well,
you semi-shoved me in a locker, and then I got out of the locker, and we ended up having a nice conversation, didn't we? Look at that, huh? As the world turns with your conference.
Never
stops.
I'm kind of just tired of hearing the constant different updates, and it's always changing, and it's a daily thing at this point.
It will never end, and hopefully it's settled sometime soon. Dellinger's saying they're going to start talking to media companies to try and get their rights package put together before they add any other schools. We'll see how long it takes for that story to change, but that's the latest from Ross Dellinger. Let's get to baseball playoffs, and we have a wish list. Would it put either team over the top? We'll talk about that next.
Just bangers on top of bangers today. God, just bringing the heat.
Happy Wednesday. Saw a post the other day that said, you know what the world needs right now? We're a little divided. We're a little separated. You know what we need? Nickelback album.
Good leadership.
Yeah, with a Nickelback album. Get me fired up.
Not a bunch of lying corporate saps.
Another reason to hate Canada. Is that what we need?
Yeah, add it to the list.
Only you hate Canada.
I love Canada.
Nah, it's your beef
we
over
know
there,
you
man.
Hate
Canada loves me when I come.
Context, man. Context.
Why do there have to be music underneath that one?
You could pull
Can
that
you pull
one.
That one? That has to be pulled.
Spicy.
All righty. Let's try and regroup here. Yes. Okay. Well, now I'm not going to be able to. Now we got to listen to the whole thing. Canada's loving every second of this. Is this Ontario right now?
This was Swag at the Nickelback concert.
This is him.
After his divorce.
It's Edmonton right now saying, oh, yeah, Swag. Oh, yeah.
This is Swag at a Moda Center bathroom.
Here comes Alberta.
Woo! Just doling out loonies and toonies.
Oh, that's in Regina right there.
Banff.
Banff.
Damn. Folks wanted to go up there and play that course. It looks beautiful, man.
It does look gorgeous.
That looks absolutely
the
beautiful.
The river and the mountains.
Oh,
all that.
God. Yeah, it's like playing in heaven. You and I are in pretty similar lockstep, I would argue, on the New York Jets as a football team.
Don't you tell me we're in lockstep on the Jets. You don't know what I think of the Jets.
I know your thoughts on the Jets. Huh, you can't hide them from me. They're in London this weekend taking on my Minnesota Vikings, who I've already gambled on because it's still sub a field goal.
I cannot wait to be exercising with this game on my television in the garage, and I'm going, why am I watching this?
Yeah, when the Vikings and Sammy D are up by four tutties in the third quarter, and he's shredding them apart, and Rodgers is yelling at his coach and not hugging him, and they look all butthurt on the sidelines. Well, yesterday the news in the NFL was that Davante Adams has requested a trade. His coach has the mentality of a middle schooler, and he refuses to call him by name, his name currently in press conferences. Have you noticed this? Somebody asked Antonio Pierce about updates on three injured players.
Yeah.
And he used the other player, Max Crosby being one of them. He said, Crosby's blah, blah, blah. And I can't remember who the other player was. And then he just said, 17's close or something. He's not even saying his name in a press conference
Clearly
anymore.
These guys hate each other.
He liked an Instagram post about how the Raiders should trade Davante Adams. So, yeah, things are going well in the P.F. Chang's of NFL franchises. His wish list, according to Adam Schefter, is two teams.
Shocking.
It is the Jets.
What?
And it is the Saints. None of us could see that coming from a million miles away. Does it do anything for either? Where are we at on the Saints right now?
Let's first say that. The Saints have lost two games in a row. They had to come back against the Falcons, and then they had the stupidest penalty ever to allow Young Weku to win the game.
What a cool kick, though, by the way, for him.
Well, his kicking mechanics?
Yeah, he's fun to watch.
He's a straight-on kicker. He doesn't do the two steps to the side after the three steps back.
He's like Tony Danza and the garbage kicking, field goal kicking, or whatever that movie. He's got the toe boot. He's killing it.
The field goal kicking mule?
tote.
No,
lights?
You don't remember that we've done this before. The Tony
Danza kicking boot.
The Philadelphia Eagle keys a garbage man and he becomes a kicker. It's like the garbage kicking field goal.
Are you talking the Wahlberg movie?
No. God, you guys are idiots.
Tony Danza did a football movie?
Yes, you should go watch
it. It was only Angels Alpha. The point was
garbage picking, field goal kicking, Philadelphia phenom.
Yeah, I didn't hear of it because it's an awful title.
1998.
Young Wei kicks the ball like we kick the ball.
Yes, he does. Like he doesn't know how to kick a ball.
Straight back, but he's got a boot. I'm not overly concerned on the Saints. I'm also not shocked they've lost two in a row. Like they weren't going to drop 40 every game and be the juggernaut of the NFC, right? Adams there makes actually a lot of sense. Olave played. He was really good, but he's battling a nagging injury. Shahid is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Kamara's obviously having a nice bounce-back season for themselves. You add Adams into that mix, and that's pretty lethal. And that division's interesting with Atlanta, Tampa, and the Saints.
Seems wide open. Tampa, the front runner, obviously. The good one for them Thursday night.
Are they the front runner?
I would give it to them because of last year. I think they're a little more trustworthy. Saints, by the way, are in Kansas City Monday night.
This whole, like, I'm stuck and only want to play with two quarterback mindset is... I just don't. You're losing me with it. The Jets, I actually don't think that changes anything for the Jets. In fact, what I think it does is it reverts Rodgers back to only throwing the ball to one guy. I think that's what that would do. And that one guy's good. Adams is good. I don't know if that helps what they are because their play caller doesn't change. And I don't think Rodgers is what he was in 2020, 2029, or 2019, excuse me. And I think we've seen the drop of Rodgers, and now there's a drop because of the post-Achilles. So be obsessed with playing with only Derek Carr and Aaron Rodgers your whole life. Cool. Good luck with that.
Have fun.
I think it helps the Saints. I don't think it changes much for the Jets. And good luck to you in New York. You're unhappy in Vegas?
Yeah.
Wait till Nate Hackett calls a run play on 3rd and 7.
They seem dysfunctional too on top of it. Like there just seems to be something, and maybe I'm making too much out of it and this is just a media creation, but
out of what?
Just the whole Jets? The post game comments, and Salah, they don't seem to be on the same page.
You think you're making too much of what we clearly are all seeing?
It seems like it's a ticking time bomb and it's going to explode at some point.
It feels like Salah's going to stay in London and coach soccer and become Ted Lasso.
He's just going to hang out
if
over there.
If they lose that game, I really do think it's a massive game for their season, even though we're only 5 weeks in.
The unique thing for Adams is, you know, multiple people reporting Kansas City's not going to happen, both financially, and they're not going to trade him amongst the division. One of our listeners, I don't know if he's a Saints fan or not, saying the Saints are in cap hell. So good luck, you know, good luck figuring that out. I don't imagine that the Jets are swimming in money considering they traded for an edge rusher and still won't give him an extension to show up. We're still waiting on that deal to happen. The unique thing is when you look around the NFL, like the teams that have cap space probably to pull this trade off and have it make sense financially for them aren't in a win-now mode and don't really need a wide receiver, but the teams that could, like Buffalo, could desperately use another, and I don't know if I would, and I don't even know if they can financially afford it.
Well, that's another part. Coleman's catching on now. Shakir's having a great year.
He had a really good second half in Baltimore last week.
Kincaid's a good tight. Like, I feel like Josh Allen's actually growing as a quarterback with this.
Yeah.
And that was my one, like, optimistic view of the Diggs trade when everybody crapped on it, was that sometimes you're forced to evolve and grow. And so far, I know they didn't have a good showing on Sunday night, but so far, I think largely you would say it looks good. He's moving the ball out. Different guys are getting touches. He's throwing, you know, out routes to James Cook. So it's like the ball is being moved around, not being forced in one spot. I wouldn't do it. He's either going to stay in the contract and get paid $35 million, or he's going to opt out and expect a big... So what are you going to trade for an opt-out?
Yeah. And you get him for a rental if he does opt out, or you're on the hook for restructuring the deal and tying all that money together and adding more years on the end of it.
It may come down to a team that says, like, we only want you this year because we think you put us over the top.
Hmm.
Or the desperate team who allows the quarterback to dictate how everything is run in the organization the way it's been in New York.
We saw the Texans do this in the offseason with Diggs, which, by the way, we get the Diggs and Josh Allen revenge game this weekend in Houston. Do we see another team with a young quarterback try and make a play here? I've seen the Commies thrown out there as a team of like, hey, you're having a great start. NFC East seems wide open. I don't know their cap situation off the top of my head. It's not that they have nobody to throw to, but do the Commies make some sense?
That would go back to, because you have such a young team, you're trying to bring everybody together.
Yeah.
I think that one's more about chemistry.
Yes.
Can Devontae fit in with everything they've
got
going on.
Are they the thunder of the NFL, where we don't tinker with it and see how far we can go and then make our adjustments?
But I think the coaches there are much more sensitive to that than maybe at some other places.
See, I think for Adams, does it make sense? Yeah, he gets to go play with Jaden Daniels and what looks like a fun offense. I'm with Swag. You want to rock the boat? This is fun. The vibes are high. And I don't, Devontae may not be a diva. Maybe this is an Antonio Pierce thing and the Green Bay thing kind of got weird. I'm not interested in doing that. I think Luke McCaffrey is randomly emerging. We got a McCaffrey not named Christian doing something now. He's also moving the ball around. The run game's good. I wouldn't want to rock the boat. I'm fascinated to see who emerges as a team to get them. The one that, I don't know what their cap thing is, and I know we keep saying this cap stuff, and the NFL cap thing is...
Well, there is a hard cap during the season.
During the season, there's a hard cap you can't go over.
And I don't know where they're at, so I'm just throwing this out without knowing. Is Baltimore in cap hell? Baltimore's one that I think Lamar could use.
Yeah, and I think Harbaugh and Lamar and those guys could handle Devontae's personality coming in.
Yeah, because I just don't... What do you have...
It says team cap space is a little over $4 million right now.
They'd have to,
so I don't know what
they'd have to cut somebody.
And how close that is to the hard cap, if that is the hard cap, if they're hard cap on top of that.
Because after Zay Flowers, likely he's emerged a little bit. Andrews might be getting back to form. Rashad Bateman, I just don't trust Rashad Bateman. So they're a team that makes sense to me.
Let me text it in. It's going to be a team that can afford the haul of draft picks in the future for him, and neither Buffalo or Kansas City would make sense. Also, the Raiders are not going to want to trade him within the division. I could see him going to Atlanta, the Jets, maybe Detroit. I don't see Detroit needing that move. I feel like Detroit's solid at wide receiver.
They've also been pretty good in the draft, so I think they value the picks.
No, Detroit needs room, and they need to be able to add defenders.
Paid Goff, right?
Yeah. They did, yeah.
They just paid Amon Ross St. Brown.
Amon Ross St. Brown got his deal.
So they need to keep all the money for defense.
But Penei Sewell's contract's going to be coming up.
Hutchinson hasn't gotten his deal yet.
Hutchinson's going to get paid.
But he's going to have to get paid.
Tyrion Arnold, if he emerges and keeps playing the way he is as a rookie, he's going to eventually...
I don't know if it's kicked in yet, if the extension's kicked in.
It does not kick in until 2026.
Yeah.
So he's still on a base salary of 1.4. His base jumps up to 19, then 23, then 25, and 26, 27.
Are we going through every team in the NFL?
I think we are, looking at their cap space. That's why this is an interesting move, man. The other thing that I will point out, too, is that I feel like I make this mistake all the time as well, where you're like, God, to get Devontae Adams, who we would all agree top X receiver in the NFL, that's going to be a haul of draft picks. There was a report that came out yesterday they're willing to do it for a second-round pick.
Yeah, second-round pick.
Like, the idea that there's going to be, three ones, it's not. It's, a second and a third, and maybe, you just cobble something together with some salary relief, and you can get this deal done.
The Colts are interesting. They don't have a paid quarterback. They might not be in on Richardson long-term.
Oh, he's going to be very happy with Anthony Richardson throwing him the ball Garoppolo.
It might be Joe Flacco.
Cool, Joe Flacco.
Did you see what Dame tweeted yesterday?
He just said get rid of him. He wants him out, doesn't he?
He said, if they trade Devontae for 1 second, I'm done.
He said, I'm done.
I'm officially done. And I always love that. Oh, Dame, you're a sports fan. You're not done. You say you're done, you're not done.
It is funny. The takes on guys getting traded in the NFL when you're a guy that gets traded in another league and the packages it takes to do it. It always is funny to me when I see trades like that, because I'm like, God, that's got to be at least two ones, right? And then the trade goes down and it's a mid-second round pick and a fourth, and you're like, oh, okay.
If it was a third and fourth, you wouldn't be shocked.
No, I wouldn't be shocked at all, man, because the financial impact. You're going to have to take on the majority of his salary, unless if you throw on a one, they're willing to eat a lot of the salary the rest of the year, and that helps the team with the cap situation in the short term. But a big domino that will fall and potentially impact the rest of the NFL season. Adams, I mean, it has a chance to. I think back to the Rams a couple of years ago when they went and got Odell Beckham. And yes, they lose to the Niners in the NFC title game if they catch a pick. But he was him next to Cooper Kupp fundamentally changed that offense.
Was that an early midseason trade?
I want to say it was
I thought that was an offseason pickup, but maybe
wasn't. I thought it was an in-season thing when he was in Cleveland and he hated it and he wanted to get away from Baker. And
you might be right.
I thought it was in-season, but I might be wrong.
I don't remember how he got to the Rams, but I remember nobody thinking that was going to do much for them.
And it ended up having a huge boom.
And he was big in the Super Bowl until he tore his ACL.
Until he got hurt, yep.
I also, we've seen this the other way.
Definitely
big name player. Oh, they've got this guy. Odell in Cleveland.
Yes.
Kids were running down the road in their neighborhoods. And it's like, okay, good player, but doesn't really impact all that much.
One playoff win. Let's close up with some baseball stuff. How many game threes do we get in the wild card round? We'll wrap it up next on The Fan. Look, despite showing up to the show 20 minutes late, I would like to say I pitched a perfect game on the songs and the rejoiners today, so you're welcome for that.
I got a factoid for you from Bussin' with the Boys.
Give me a factoid. What do you got?
Today is the last day without a college football or NFL game until November 27th, 2024. 55 straight days of football will be.
Maction kicking in on Tuesday. Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Yep.
This is the last
Monday
day
night football. Wow.
Without a football game on. Now, will I watch most of those other games? No, at all.
No.
Won't even know they happened.
When you start getting snow games in action, that's when I watch. When I can turn it on and there's snow. I love snow football. And so when I get like a Miami, Ohio game.
You're not interested in Buffalo against the Akron Zips?
Not for the next couple
me?
Of weeks nope. Because I am excited for the baseball postseason.
Yes.
And so if there's baseball playoffs going on a Tuesday, like I'm not watching action over an NLCS
trying
game,
to figure
you know?
Out if we will get the convergence. Well, we'll have the big four all with games on the same day.
I imagine that we will. The
later
NBA
in October.
NHL are right around the corner, man. It's almost time. Baseball playoffs go on for like 6 months. It takes forever. And the NFL season is here. How many game threes do we get tomorrow? Four teams facing elimination today. How many win? How many do we get tomorrow?
I'm going to go on a limb and hope for the best here and be biased. I think Fried throws a gem and the Braves get a game three.
You like
him.
Your Braves tonight? Should I gamble on your Braves tonight? I'm putting in a parlay today. I won a mental parlay yesterday, and then I kicked myself for not actually betting it, so I'm putting a parlay in today.
You will know early if he's dealing.
Okay.
He is one of those. When he's dealing, it's early, and he is going to go. If you don't, if he's struggling the first inning or two, he's throwing a lot of pitches, get out of there. Aboard.
Aboard. Yeah, the elimination game.
And if he's out, well, we're definitely screwed.
Yeah.
I'm going to hope my Bravos do it.
Okay.
I will say the O's do it. They get off the schneid.
I think the O's get off the schneid. It's not like the Royals are tearing it. It was 1-0 for crying
and
out loud.
And that's it. I think the Tigers eliminate the Astros.
I think the Tigers take them. I think the Brewers respond.
I think the Mets beat the Brewers. I think that's over.
I think the Mets' adrenaline rush wears out today.
The hangover, the champagne hangover.
So I think there's
Monday night.
I think the Brewers get it done. I think the Orioles keep it alive. I love the local hometown boy Musgrove going to close it out for the Padres. They want the Dodgers badly.
Thank you.
I'm terrified of the Padres.
You think Musgrove's
he's already moved
Fried?
On. He's already advanced your opponent. He's just you're mentally eliminated, according to Jason Swaggart.
Musgrove better than Fried to you. You're just dismissing Max Fried. Who's
a chance
Musgrove
in has San no Diego hitter. To put him into the next round? Yes.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, wild card rounds are all one site, right? You don't travel.
Yeah, you don't travel.
So it's all here.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, so if you
you're
lose,
not going back
like
to Atlanta.
One.
No, they can't have a travel day. They don't want the teams with the byes to wait any longer than absolutely
necessary. I kind of like that. The wild card team has earned the right to host that.
That's
okay,
your, that's your
that.
Benefit. Okay, I'm going to go, let's see, here's my parlay today. We're going to go Astros.
Because you had the teams, you just didn't gamble.
I want a mental parlay, which is so stupid.
It's the worst feeling.
I looked at the slate yesterday, and I'm like, I like them, I like them, I like them, and then I just kind of forgot to do it. Dude, I did this on Monday night, too. They do those, like, free bonus bet things or whatever. Like
yeah, you get a boost or you get
I had a free $10 bet, and I was just farting around. I was like, yeah, give me the Titans money line. Give me the Lions money line. Give me the over. Give me a Montgomery every time touchdown. And I went in to type $10 for my free bet. And I typed one and then hit the accept bet instead of the zero. And it was a $1 bet that paid me like $6.94.
That's
so
brutal.
Stupid.
Okay, so what's your actual, by the way, nobody believes your mental
nobody
parlay.
Believes my mental parlay, which means this will go 0 for 4 today. I'm going to go Astros.
Okay.
I'm going to go Royals.
Okay.
I'm going to go Brewers.
Okay.
And I'm going to go Braves. I think we get three game threes tomorrow.
I thought you said the Orioles were going to earn
No, Sprague did. I'm out on Baltimore. Okay. They can't score a run. They're chokers. They're like the Dallas Cowboys in Major League Baseball.
Ouch.
Win a game, score a run. Anybody check on Joe Fisher? Can we ask him a question again? If you don't win a game in the playoffs, does it count as going to the playoffs? Like, did you go? Is that it's like when you're in the play-in in the NCAA tournament, the first four. Don't win the game, are you technically
they
in
get
the tournament?
They get a unit for getting in there. That's $2 million. We're in the tournament,
He'll
damn it.
He'll give you the answer after he tells you how great Dak is.
MVP season loading. That will do it for us, folks. Hope you enjoyed the show. Josh Pate was awesome today, so go listen to that. At Dirt Sprague, at 1080 The Fan.
Shout out traffic.
1080thefan.com. Shout out to the accident on 84 that caused us to have a delayed start to our show. Shout out to the burning car on the side of 26 this morning. Well done, Portland. Well done. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Thanks for being a part of our Wednesday. We love you all. Colin is next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.